Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is just about 11 a.m. Pacific on February 13th. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to also welcome you to the show. I want to let you know you can find me over in the chat room by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page where others are chatting as well. And I do keep an eye on that chat and interact with it throughout the show. I also want to let you know that you can find me over on YouTube or Facebook, Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, live streaming this event. So you can come and watch live if you would rather, or later, whatever. You're all welcome always, right? Well, happy day before Valentine's Day, or happy post Super Bowl, or probably a lot of other things, but here we are. So, hey guys, and I do have an eye on the all of the chats, so if you want to chat with me, you'll find me any of those places. So, thanks, Tiff. I feel like I got a little heavy-handed. Tiffany said pretty makeup. I kind of gave up on makeup about a year ago. I just, I don't know. But the last few days I put makeup on my face and I liked it. But I'm looking at myself in my camera right now wondering where I thought I was going. I guess it's pretty heavy. Oh, well, it is what it is. I'll tell you where I'm going. On this show and then to Walmart, by God. It'll be fine. Oh, gosh, you guys, I hope that you are having a good week. I would love to help you out if I can. I do have a few plans for the show, but we should have some time for some readings as well. So that should not be a problem. So did your team win or not? I mean, obviously. Some of yours did and some of yours didn't. Jessica said, sorry, you have to go to Walmart. Me too. You know how much I hate Walmart, right? Yeah. But in our, I just wear lip gloss. Like chapstick. That's how fancy. So some of your team won, some of your team lost. I was yelling for the Chiefs. But I've been a Mahomes fan for a long time. And I like Travis Kelce too. And just their team. I love Andy Reid. Love it all. So, yeah, some things to unpack, obviously. But we were watching the Super Bowl from my sister Kara's house, where literally everyone there is a diehard Niners fan. So it was a little bit awkward, you know. And I managed to predict a couple of injuries, which was not cool. Because it seemed like I was manifesting them. Believe me, I don't have that power. But my brother-in-law was, one of his bets was if there was no score in the first quarter, he'd win $50. So 26 seconds left in the first quarter, the Niners are on like the 6-yard line. They're just about to score. And as they're lining up, I said, I'll bet Justin has never hoped for a backfield sack on his own team more. I am not kidding you. 2 seconds later, there was a backfield sack. And, well, he won his $50. So there was that. But later on, I told my nephew, I did this and I said, Christian McCaffrey. Then Christian McCaffrey got hurt. There was one other. Finally, I'm like, you got to stop. This is ridiculous. What kind of karma are you racking up here? I'm kidding. I don't have that power in any way. But what a game. So, yeah, I was happy to see the Chiefs take it. But I thought the Niners have had a pretty storied last 2 years with Brock Purdy. I mean, that kid is, you know, he's really young. He's just showing up. And here we are, you know, coming, making it clear to the Super Bowl. I think it's pretty amazing. So, anyway, and I know some of you liked the halftime show and some of you did not. This is where Liliana and I split, right? Because I really liked the halftime show. She did not. That's okay. Any other thoughts? I really liked the nod to the Showgirls. I love the roller skating. We were joking that if they were going to have showgirls out there, and other nods to Vegas, then where the hell was the Thunder from Down Under? They never showed up, so not cool. Not cool. I'm sure you really missed an opportunity. It's okay. I really liked all the guest appearances, loved all the cameos. It was fun. Who would you love to see at the Super Bowl? Yeah. Who would you love to see? Who would you not? I'm always curious to know, like, who would be amazing for you? My brother-in-law said he'd really like to see, like, an 80s hair band montage of performances, and I think that would be really fun. I would love to see Springsteen. I think he's already done the Super Bowl in the past, but I would always do a Springsteen Super Bowl for sure. I don't know. Taylor Swift? I joke. Paul McCartney. Oh my gosh. Paul McCartney and friends, right? He could invite all of these people. It would be amazing. Okay. On Paul McCartney, I have to tell you guys the craziest story. I have a cousin. Had a cousin. She's deceased. But I had a cousin. She was about my mom's age. But she married a guy who is 1,000% convinced that he is Ringo Starr. He had his name legally changed in the state of Utah to Ringo Starr. He goes by Ringo Starr. He dresses like Ringo Starr. He looks absolutely nothing like Ringo Starr. He has this weird kind of fake English accent sometimes, and sometimes he doesn't. But it is the wildest, craziest thing I have ever heard until I met his adult daughter, who fully believes that he is Ringo Starr. There's some big story about that Ringo wanted to retire and get out of public life. So he paid this guy to assume his likeness so that he could do that and just disappear off into the sunset. It's not true. None of it's true. Well, I mean, it's true that he thinks that, but I mean, you know, that the rest of it is not. But it is wild, man. My mom said back in the 80s, he used to get in trouble with the law quite a bit. And you'd see in the news that Ringo Starr had, you know, arrested again or something. What? Hard yikes. Yikes on bikes. I mean, it's sad, but it's also kind of funny. So anyway, that's all. Yeah, right? Nick Oliverdian vibes for sure. Oh, if you guys, unless you're a true crimer, you're not following this, but we have been following the most hilarious, wild, weird-ass case, really from the get-go, right, Jessica? Like, right from the start when this all happened. So Nicholas Oliverdian, or Nicholas Rossi, is a guy from Rhode Island who, or New Hampshire, who was in a bunch of legal trouble. He'd already had some sexual assault charges once before. Well, apparently back in like the mid, 2015-ish, he joined the Mormon church and he moved to Utah to go to Brigham Young University in Provo. And while he was there, he sexually assaulted a couple of people, which is not funny, of course. Then he moved to back east and managed to open credit cards and lines of credit in his stepfather's name and ran up about a $200,000 debt. And so there were all these charges that were coming, sexual assault, fraud. So this guy fakes his own death and moves to Europe. And the authorities knew he'd faked his own death pretty much from the get-go because there was never a death certificate, nor was there any body. There was this wild, on his Twitter, his supposed wife, though there's no record of him having a wife, had posted this really, really self-congratulatory obituary, like it's dripping, it's crazy, and had put obituaries in the newspaper and actually had tried to rent out a church for a funeral, but the vicar there would not let her, because there was no death certificate. There was no dead person. Anyway, so he was on Interpol's Most Wanted for a time. Well, he ended up in with COVID a couple of years ago in Scotland, and he ended up in a coma. And the identification that he had was sus. It didn't seem to be correct. And so they ended up fingerprinting him. And from those fingerprints, they discovered that he was a wanted man in the United States named Nicholas Rossi, or Nicholas Alverdian. And so they called Interpol. Interpol came. They additionally identified him by his tattoos. He has some really distinct tattoos. So when he comes out of a coma, he's under arrest. And they start the process of extraditing him back to the United States. And he fights extradition like tooth and nail. He claims that his name is Arthur Brown Knight. He is an orphan from Ireland. He's married, or he says he's married. There's a woman. And he keeps that persona the whole time, like with this really bad, like old English accent. And his defense is that the nurses gave him those tattoos while he was in a coma. Because, you know, nurses, they do things like that. Anyway, it's been 2 years. He was finally extradited back to Utah like last month. It's taken that long. In the meantime, there are more sexual assault charges in England while he was there posing as Arthur Knight Brown. Or Arthur Brown Knight. Anyhow, he gets to Utah. He's now been in court twice. He keeps trying to refuse to come to court, and they're having to like threaten him with force to get him to court and, you know, crazy stuff. He is still claiming that he is this poor little orphan boy from Ireland, talking to the judge in the craziest like Shakespearean English accent. He calls her m'lady. All kinds of stuff. You guys, this is a case that just keeps on giving, and I have laughed myself silly over this one. However, I really hope that the young ladies that he assaulted get justice, and I think they will. They had a very strong case from the get-go, so I feel like, you know, they're going to get what they need, but I've never seen something so wild. The first time he was in church or in court, the judge didn't seem to know that this was the situation with him. And so she was super confused by the accent, the breathing, because he claims that he can't walk and that he's on oxygen. And multiple doctors have examined him and said there is nothing wrong with this person, but he's still keeping that facade up too. So he has this huge, like CPAP style oxygen mask on his face. And oh gosh, anyway. I'd have a lot of sympathy for him if any of it was true, but the whole thing is a ruse. So anyway, that's all. I don't know if anyone wanted to hear about that but me and Jessica, but but it's just one of the craziest cases. And it's for once not a case where like a child was murdered. So, you know, we can laugh at it. We can laugh at him. Okay. Anyway, well, that was a crazy aside. Should we get back to regularly scheduled programming here? All right. I actually wanted to start out with a meditation. I thought that would probably be a good way for us to go. Maya was sad that the Niners lost. Oh, it's Mardi Gras too. That's true, Renee. What do I got to do to get some beads from you guys? No, I'm kidding. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, Tara, what? She said, what a morning it has been. I went to bed and saw my cousin's little one is missing. And last night, the drug house across the street from us was on fire, at least one dead. Oh, good Lord, Tara, I am so sorry on both fronts. How terrifying. Whew, what a world, guys. Okay, let's change gears and pull up a meditation. This is a meditation that I wrote, put together a few days ago. And I thought it would be a good one for today. One thing that's coming up for me in writing the Daily Dish the last few days is that a lot of people are experiencing anxiety. Even people who don't normally are experiencing anxiety. So collectively, there's a lot going on that might be triggering anxiety. I think the empaths are kind of getting hammered right now. So those are some of my thoughts on that. But I'm going to pull this meditation up. And I'm going to take myself off the screen and we'll go ahead and go through this. Find a quiet and comfortable place where you can sit or lie down without distractions. Close your eyes gently and begin by taking a few deep breaths, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Allow each breath to fill you with a sense of calm and relaxation. Now, bring your awareness to any areas of tension or discomfort in your body. With each exhale, imagine releasing that tension, letting it melt away with the breath, leaving you feeling more and more at ease with each passing moment. As you continue to breathe deeply, visualize yourself standing at the edge of a serene lake, surrounded by lush greenery and bathed in the warm glow of the sun. Feel the ground beneath your feet, solid and supportive, grounding you in the present moment. Now, imagine that each worry, each anxious thought is represented by a small stone in your hand. With each exhale, visualize yourself dropping one of these stones into the calm waters of the lake, watching as it sinks below the surface and disappears from view. As you release each stone, feel a sense of relief wash over you, knowing that you are letting go of the burdens that weigh heavy on your heart. Allow yourself to surrender to the gentle rhythm of your breath, trusting in the process of release and renewal. With each breath, feel yourself becoming lighter and freer, as though a weight has been lifted from your shoulders. Notice how your body feels more relaxed, your mind more at ease, as you let go of worry and anxiety and embrace a sense of peace and tranquility. Now, take a moment here to simply be present in this moment, to connect with the stillness and serenity that surrounds you. Allow yourself to bask in the beauty of the lake, the warmth of the sun, and the gentle rustle of the breeze through the trees. Please know that you are safe and supported in this moment, that you have the power to release worry and anxiety and embrace a sense of calm and inner peace. Take a few more deep breaths, savoring the feeling of relaxation that fills you now from head to toe. When you are ready, slowly begin to bring your awareness back to your body, wiggling your fingers and your toes and gently opening your eyes. Carry this sense of peace and tranquility with you as you go about your day, knowing that you can return to this meditation whenever you need to release worry and anxiety and find inner peace once again. Okay. And there you go. Well, that felt amazing. I hope that that is helpful for you guys that are experiencing some anxiety. Sid made a good point. Major solar flares today are supposed to be hitting us, and that's probably adding to the anxiety. I checked the Schumann resonance, and it's not high, so that's not a part of it, but got to take care of ourselves, huh? Oh, gosh. So, question. Are you celebrating Valentine's Day? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Is it Galentine's Day? Or is it Valentine's Day can go to hell? What is it? Thank you, Lillian. Okay. I'm curious to know, because I know Valentine's Day is one of those holidays that it's different for different people, and some people really enjoy it, and some people hate it, and some people are ambivalent. Some people just don't follow it or celebrate it because it's just a Hallmark holiday. Yeah, Sid, that's on my meditation channel. That's over Planet Meditation on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah, that's always available to you. Thank you, Deb. Let's see. Sherry said dinner with her girlfriends for Galentine's, and she and her husband celebrated last Friday. Jessica said relaxing, no Valentine's celebration. Tiff said we were going to go to a nice dinner, but now we're getting a snowstorm, so we're going to stay home and celebrate. Nice. Scott and I will do something tomorrow. We've taken to going out to lunch for Valentine's Day because we're not that interested in crowds and people, you know, the peopling. Last year, we went to Sizzler at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We are like getting to be like early bird, the early bird special people. Oh my gosh, that cracked me. I laughed the whole time we were there. I was like, we are ridiculous, but here we are. But hey, that gives you lots of time to go home and do whatever you want. Oh gosh. Okay. Lillian said, just my martini and me. Well, that's the thing about Valentine's Day. I mean, you don't have to have a partner to celebrate Valentine's Day, to do good things for yourself, or to spread some love to other people. And so I think we can continue to repattern Valentine's Day into anything we want it to be. I am going to share my screen. We're going to open up Luminous and talk about that a little bit. Me said they are also celebrating with themselves. Good. Okay. Well, you know how much I love all the Valentine's Day art, and this is the last week of it, so I had to make the most of it. That Valentine's Day trees. Okay. I called it the All You Need Is Love edition because, well, In my musings, I just shared some Valentine's Day memories that came up for me. Yesterday, I was sending a note. It was 1-2 day. And so I was sending a note out to my clients. And I was adding some. I always put jokes in my notes to my clients. If you are a client of mine at 1-2-Listen, I'm a psychic advisor at 1-2-Listen. If you're a client of mine there, you know that I send out notes occasionally with some jokes, like dad jokes. So I had put some dad jokes in the email, and it just came forward to me some thinking about Valentine's when I was a kid and what they looked like, and just got me reminiscing about what it was like. I can remember so clearly my mom would always take us to Kmart, and we could pick out a box of Valentine's, and we could pick out some kind of candy to staple or tape to our Valentine cards. So, you know, you remember you tore them apart. They were like this wide and, you know, thinner than napkins practically. You had to be really careful. there was always all the fun character ones, Smurfs, Alf, Cabbage Patch Kids, Strawberry Shortcake. You know, you remember. So you'd go home, you'd sit down with your little class list and make one for everybody. And that was always the rule at my grade school. You had to, if you were bringing Valentine's, you had to bring one for everyone. And so, of course, we did. My mom would have never allowed anything other, honestly. And then you went to school and you'd always already made your Valentine's Day mailbox, whatever it was. I had said that I remember teachers making them out of, making them out of milk cartons or tissue boxes or cereal boxes. I remember all of those. So you decorate them up and put your name on them, and then here you go. Your Dollar Tree is closed till the end of the week? That's weird. Okay, anyway. Totally sidetracked. I remember that. I was thinking about a time when, I think in third or fourth grade, there was a little girl that was absolutely hysterical because she didn't have Valentine's. I don't even think she forgot. She did not have Valentine's, which sometimes kids are living in hard situations, you know. Sometimes kids are living with parents who are addicted or who are just barely keeping their heads above water, who are really struggling, who are mentally ill, who just don't care, or whatever the reason. But kids sometimes make it to school without Valentine's because that's the last thing on their parents' minds. And that was the case. And I remember how upset she was, and that our teacher had Valentine's on hand and helped her get a class list out and get the Valentine's all filled out, and so that she had Valentine's to give. It was really, sad. But I, as an adult, I've looked back on that and thought, how often do you suppose that happened? So I posted this on Facebook yesterday, and a friend of mine that's a teacher said, oh yeah, I always bought clearance Valentine's Day or Valentine's at the end of the season and held on to them because every year I'd have at least one kid that did not have Valentine's. Well, yeah, because not everybody's living in a stable situation. You know, that's just the truth. And yeah, anyhow. So I was just thinking about what that was like. But, you know, then, of course, the whole class, you'd have your little party that the room mothers would put on. You'd probably have cookies and punch. And everybody would take their little Valentines to everybody's box and put them in it. And then when school got out, you would hightail it home to lay out all of your Valentines and all of your candy and all of your loot and read all your Valentines and, you know, try and read any message or sign into them about who could possibly have a crush on you or all of it. So much fun. Anyway, so I just wondered about you guys' Valentine memories when you were kids, if you, what it was like at your schools. Lillian said life was so simple and lovely in 1956, right? I mean, it wasn't in a lot of ways, but I'm sure, yeah, globally, well, you know, there's always something. But I love that stuff. I was thinking about a time when, as a teenager, my dad on Valentine's Day started handing out gift certificates that he had bought at a local clothing store. My mom was shocked. She had no idea he had done that. This was not his MO. Like, my dad was, he was a super good dad and he took really good care of us. But he wasn't one that was frivolous with money. And my parents didn't have a lot of money. You know, we were definitely one of those families that our needs were met, but there wasn't any extra. I mean, we were kids that wore clothes from Kmart if we were lucky, more likely the garage sale. You know, that was how I was raised. That was life. And that's how it was. But so for him to just start handing out gift cards to a high-end clothing store was, or gift certificates, was pretty wild. But that's what happened. So we went to the store and all of their winter stuff was on sale, like on clearance. And so we all got quite a bit of clothes for the 50 bucks we each had. Because, you know, 50 bucks back then went a whole lot further than it does now. But at any rate, it was just kind of fun to have that. It was really fun. And then we came home and he wanted to see them all. We all put on a fashion show, showed him all of our clothes. And he was so proud of that. It was just a sweet moment, a really sweet moment. Anyway, so just thinking about Valentine's memories and that kind of good stuff. I already mailed a box of stuff to Mars. We're going to see the other kids on over the weekend. So I didn't mail their stuff. I'm just going to deliver it. But yeah, I think I'm going to just send Crumble to my sister's houses, you know, because Crumble. If you guys don't have a Crumble in your town, you're missing out. But I laughed. I thought they'll probably send Crumble to my house too. We'll all be drowning in cookies. But Crumble, man, it's the only way to go. Okay. Moving on. Okay. So Bitchstrology this week from Kelly. Love notes from the dark divine feminine. She has been on a real goddess kick lately, and here we are. She said this week is a bit of a mixed bag, but the bag is a little more intense than usual. Things feel a bit unstable on the emotional level. Well, yes, we're noticing. This might be a week where we all need to send ourselves to time out here and there. I could see it. I was so mad at the dogs and pigs yesterday. I was so mad at the dogs last night. I did have to walk out of the room. Oh, to be fair, it was because I broke up a chihuahua fight and got bit super hard. So, you know, I think I had the right to be mad. Scott says I didn't because it was my dog that bit me, my little Bruno. I was still pretty mad. It was under my arm, too. You know that really tender skin right under your arm that if you get pinched there, it really hurts? Yeah. That's where I got bit. Yeah, I had to have a timeout. I'm all for timeout. I'm actually a big fan. So, but take a look at what she has to say and use that as a tool for you this week. And then, of course, if you subscribe to her Patreon, you'll see a whole lot more of her scopes. All right. My tip this week is Love Potion number 1 bath oil. This is an easy bath oil. So it's 8 ounces of sweet almond oil, 5 drops of grapefruit, 8 drops of Lang Lang, and 10 drops of sandalwood. put that all in a glass container, shake it up super good. 1 to 2 tablespoons in a hot bath. Listen to me. 1 to 2 tablespoons. That's all. That's all. Why? Because if you put more than that in, you're going to kill yourself trying to get out of that tub. It'll be so slippery. So with bath oils, the key is to not go crazy with how much you put in there, right? Also, another tip with bath oils is that if you wait until you're in the tub to put them in, they will not just stick to one part of your body when you climb in. If you've noticed with bath oils, you put them in, they sit on the top in one clump, you put your body in there, the whole thing sticks to one part of you and that's it. So if you wait till you're in the tub and then reach out in front of you and drip in your little oils and then kind of use your hands to churn up the water, you'll emulsify it into the water better so that it doesn't just all stick to your ankle or something like that. So, yeah. You didn't know you were coming on the show for some bath time training, but you're getting it. Okay. Christy brings us Kuan Yin for relief. That's all we're going to need it. Or somebody in our world is. You might need to make someone else do Kuan Yin. All right. Always more crime over at True Crime Squad. Anita brings us Angus. This is the Celtic god known for his devotion to bringing soulmates together. Cupid, anybody? Something like that. So you can read up on Angus here and think about how to connect with him if you choose to. And Jamie and Tatiana have an episode about people pleasing, breaking the chains of people pleasing. One that empaths in general have to seriously consider. All right. And then over at Planet Meditation, I've got 4 new meditations over there for you, along with, you know, over 100 others. So you can find them all over at Planet Meditation on YouTube. But here's 4 here to get you going. One of which is the one we did today. They are not all guided. I occasionally do a guided one. Most of them are just music, just meditation music and an image, obviously. And that's it. That is Luminous. So hopefully you found some gems in there. Lillian said, sandalwood does it for me. Same. I love sandalwood. And sandalwood's kind of a hard one because, I don't know, it depends on who you listen to. There were some saying a few years ago that sandalwood was getting overforested and that we needed to quit, to lay off on the sandalwood. And then there was another kind of sandalwood that was released, I think, I can't remember, another kind that does smell like sandalwood, but it's a little bit sharper. But then no one says that about sandalwood anymore. So I don't know if it was actually true. You know how one person says something and then everybody hijacks it and just believes it's true? And I don't know. So if sandalwood is being overforested, I apologize for loving it and marketing it. But I do really love sandalwood oil a lot. To me, sandalwood with rose. Oh. Now that makes me happy right there. I'm going to jump in the other chat room here really quick. Oh, Tara said we did Minions and Mandalorian Valentines this year. Oh, they're celebrating today because tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Oh, that's so interesting. Okay. Maya and her glass of wine are celebrating Valentine's Day together. I like it. Oh, Tara's working tomorrow as well. Yeah. Okay. Lillian said, I thought I could find it in India. I did, but it was so expensive. Did come back with sandalwood incense. Sandalwood rose is my favorite. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Well, the sandalwood temple incense, the Indian, like the chandan. Oh, my God. It doesn't get better than that. Scott doesn't tolerate incense very well. it makes his eyes burn. And so I hardly ever burn it, but he can tolerate Chondon. So every once in a while I'll burn that. Indian sandalwood, their temple incense really is absolutely the best. Yeah. Okay, we can stop talking about that. I do have some time for some readings today. So if there's anything I can help you with, feel free to ask. It looked like Sid had a question. Oh, and a comment. She says, Cheryl Richardson suggests getting a box of cheap Valentine cards, writing a few uplifting words and leaving them inside random library books or on store shelves. Reminds me of when people painted rocks. Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Okay. Sid, I know you had a question. Here we go. Could you see if my Chiro has read my email sent 10 days ago and if he's made a decision? Does he intend to contact me about the issue? I'm worried management might have immediately deleted it. I don't think he has read it, Sid. I don't. Initially, I thought that he would. I mean, I feel like if you get it to him, he would care about what went on there. But I'm with you that I don't think he ever saw it. Yeah. Boo. Hey, Karen. Okay. Deb would love a Valentine message. Let's pull you a few cards, Deb. So, I'm curious, Deb. It's been a few years. Are you dating? Or even thinking about dating? If you want to tell me, you don't have to. Single. Okay. All right. Oh, would love to start dating. Okay. That's what I was wondering. Okay, darling. I think you're so ready to. You're so ready for something amazing. Okay. I pulled three cards. So I just wanted to know, like, what do we need to know about dating and what could some challenges be? Or what could we infer from that? The first card is the sacral chakra. So the sacral chakra is the chakra right below your belly button. It's orange. This is the seat of creativity and sexuality. And so I would say that right now is a good time to work on your sacral. You can do that by doing creative things. You can do that by doing some sacral chakra meditations. There's a lot of things you can do for your sacral, but honestly, I think creative endeavors are probably the best thing. But that tells us, though, that working on expanding that light for you is important for you to consider dating again. And I think, honey, that's because you were married to someone who made you feel very unwanted and undesirable. And now you have recovered a lot from that, but we need to boost your energy there. So I'm going to do a quick balancing of your sacral and your solar plexus to really expand your light and see if that'll help to bring in a good person. The strong message there, though, is that if someone doesn't make you feel great about yourself, they are not for you. And that, of course, is a resounding message for everybody, but particularly somebody who's still recovering from being in a traumatic relationship. If someone doesn't make you feel good about yourself, you bounce. It's not their job to make you feel good about yourself, okay? Let's be clear about that. It's not their job to make you feel good about yourself, but it's also not their job to make you feel like shit. And so that's the difference. Yeah. You have to do good things for you. Yeah. You have to work on your own self-esteem. You have to work on your own sense of self. That is your job. But again, just because it's not their job to make you feel good about yourself doesn't mean someone who cares about you does do that for you just inherently. And if they make you feel like shit, bye-bye. There's no salvaging that. There's no changing that. That is who they are. It's not going to be different. So you leave. You'll be done. Okay. The next card is the Fulfillment of Wishes card, which again tells me that the idea of dating is possible for you. That it might just be time for you to very gently start dipping your toe into the water of the dating pool. And that could be as simple as just, you know, letting friends and family know that you think you're ready. And if they have anyone that they think you would be interested in to, you know, maybe help set that up. There's always online dating. It is kind of it's a jungle. It's hard, but it's not impossible. The last card is Mental Conflict. This, I think, Deb, is your concerns about how your family would take you dating. I think that there's some worry there about judgment, just their behavior, what they would say. And so working through that mental conflict and, again, finding a way to choose you and letting yourself be happy. Everyone else has moved on. It's okay for you to do it, too. So not predicting a specific person coming in. I don't see somebody, but that doesn't mean anything. Just looking at where you're at. So, Deb, I'm here for it. Okay. Sherry would like a general reading. Going to Spirit Fair this weekend. Anything to help me hear Spirit more? Sherry, that sounds amazing. Okay. Couple of things. First of all, go find some solfeggio tones and binaural beats meditations and do those the next few days. You don't have to do a lot. 15 minutes is fine. An hour is amazing, but you know, that's a lot. Both binaural beats and solfeggio tones should be done with headphones on because different things are happening in both ears. So you really want your headphones on to get the whole experience. Sherry, the reason I say that is that just the practice of meditating is really, really vital to opening up your intuition. And B, either of those, either or both solfeggios or binaural beats will just help you to align your spirit, align your energy. You really have to kind of be in the right frequency, right? Especially when you're starting out. Once you've been working in like the psychic world for a long time, you just kind of naturally get there quickly. But when you're just working on it and you know, you're dabbling, yeah, you need to be able to shift your energy to that frequency, to that place. And both binaural beats and solfeggio tones help you to do that and help program your system to do that. So that is what I would recommend, Sherry. I feel like you're going to have an awesome time and meet some really freaking cool people. I love it. I wish I was going with you. Okay. All right. Jessica would love a general reading. Been feeling the blahs today and this week. Been feeling off recently. Jessica, let's take a look at your energy. I think that you've got a situation. Okay. That's what I thought. So two things. Your root isn't quite right and your aura is so heavy. So I will clear that up for you and see if we can just get you dancing again. So first, let's get that root underway. So your root is just shifted. It's not in the right place. And that causes a lot of trouble. And it happens to everybody sometimes. Okay. All right, so that's better. That's going to release a ton of pressure out of your head. I feel a lot of pressure here and up into your crown. So that's going to help to release that too and just get your energy body flowing correctly. So since your root was off, of course, your crown's too big, but also your chakra system is moving slow. So I'm going to speed everything up. I'm going to pull a bunch of little cords out of your high heart where you've just got a ton of little thought form attachments from other people that are not helping you out. Good. Okay. All the way up to your crown. No, I got to go back to that third eye. That pressure. That sucks. Okay. That's just releasing the pressure in your third eye so that you can, well, feel your intuition and your spirit, but also not have that headache. All right. So we're going to pull that crown way, way down to size. Excellent. And now we're just going to clear your whole aura. Big, heavy. I like that analogy that you look like you're wearing a big, heavy, wet wool blanket, you know, thrown over you. That's how your aura looked to me. Gray, heavy. Sucks. Okay, that's done. So let's get some great light around you. And hopefully that gets you back to feeling like a million bucks. Awesome. Okay. Good, good, good. All right. Tiffany, if time allows, some grounding or energy work in regards to my recent injuries, falling off a ladder and an incident on the stairs. Oh, what? Damn it. I am so sorry. Yeah, let's do a little work for you. Okay. So I'm going to do some ethereal metals for you, whole body. So I'm going to call in the ethereal energy of sterling silver. And I'm going to run ribbons of sterling silver all the way from the top of your head, clear down through the soles of your feet. And we're going to run that three times. And the reason why is that sterling silver is amazing for body pain and also for inflammation. And you are so inflamed. You have inflammation upon inflammation. Good. All right. I'm going to wrap your whole system up in aquamarine. Again, to help cool that inflammation and help your body to heal. Okay, that is done. Ugh, Tiffany, I am sorry. That sucks. Oh, Jessica said she's been dizzy today. Yep, that's that wild root chakra. Okay, I'm going to jump into the other chat here. Karen would like a card, just feeling lost. Sure, sis. Denise is still looking for a place to move. Any thoughts? Denise, I'm going to assume you've talked to some property managers to see what they've got. You might even talk to a realtor if you have any realtor friends to see if they have any thoughts. I do still feel like that something is going to come through, but I know that you are really pushing the boundary right now of your timing, and I'm sure that's causing a lot of stress. I still think something's going to come through at the last minute, though. All right, Karen. I pulled three cards. What the hell, right? Why not? The more the merrier. All right. Okay. So the first card is material and spiritual prosperity. That doesn't necessarily help tell you anything except for that I feel like using the resources that you do have is going to be important for you right now while you're feeling lost and feeling stuck, to lean on the resources that you do have. That could be friends. That could be, you know, maybe seeking out some counseling for a while. That could be using those resources to help other people, to help give you a boost, but using your resources. And I think sometimes when we feel stuck and crappy, we forget what resources we do have. You have resources. Use them. The other card is the waiting game, which this is you. This is you feeling stuck and stuck, right? So one thing I'm going to tell you is I feel like you're kind of in that always darkest before the dawn moment, where I actually feel like with a little bit of work, sometime, well, actually when this winter solstice lets up and we move into the spring equinox, that's where I feel like the gears really start to grind for you again. And you start to feel more like yourself. You get a little bit more direction. Karen, service comes up for me so strong for you right now, though, that while you're feeling lost, do service. Service is such a good way to boost the happy hormones in your brain and give you some kind of a feeling of direction. Service. And the last card is the Rejoice and Celebration card, which does tell me that things are going to get better. But I am sorry that you're feeling so stuck right now. That's just a crappy feeling, I know. Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Well, I think, let me grab the other chat room. Yep, we did it. So please don't forget that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. I can help you with a psychic reading, mediumship, past lives, tons of energy work I do over there, animal communication, and anything else that I can do for you, I would be happy to. Well, isn't that, how's that for timing? Oh, Lillian! I skipped you. I'm so sorry. Let's grab it. It is her mama's anniversary of her passing, Irene. Yes. Okay. She says she knows that you get pretty lonely, and she thinks you do a pretty good job of finding ways to fill up your time. She said she's really proud of the person that you are. She said you do not take crap. And she loves that. She thinks that she raised you that way, and she's proud of that. She says, well, you have your Valentine's Day martini. She'll have one with you. But she said she knows that you are still mourning her and your sister heavily, and she knows that that's heavy on you. Yeah. She's just really wrapping you up in love. Yep. Lots of sweetness from her, sweetheart. Yeah. Okay. All right. We do have to go now. Sorry about the scammer in the chat room. Do want to thank you guys all so much for being here. And again, you can come see me over at 12listen.com for the broader reading, or if I can help you with anything at all. Thanks so much for being here. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.